printers in our IT suites have been working all the time this week. And the reason is because our GCSE business students have reached that point where they need to start creating surveys which they use to elicit opinion on maybe on a product or a service. As a consequence, they end up printing out loads of survey sheets to distribute to their respondents. And what Hamplight worked out is why they haven't latched on to using electronic formats for this. There are so many different survey tools available now. They're easier to maintain. They're fairly easy to set up in the first place. You can begin to have to bring it all together. So I'd argue that using digital versions is a win-win situation. One example that might be useful for them is surveycreation.com. With the free version of that, having registered to create yourself an account, you get up to 10 questions in your survey and you're allowed up to 100 responses, which for that particular instance is probably more than adequate. Your starting point is to and you're offered a series of tabs across the top of the page which guide you through the creation process. So you start off by just putting in the metadata, I suppose, in a sense, things like title, messages to the respondents. You can set date range when it's when your survey is available, and you can also specify a password if you want. So having done that, you can then design your, we thought about the questions that you want to ask. We've got a number of different question types. So you've got multiple choice, multiple response, simple true false type questions, and short answer type questions, which is probably the majority of what students need. You can change the type of question if you decide that's not appropriate. You can move them around, change the question order. You can have questions appear on a single page or on multiple pages, one question per page. So the look and feel, basically, so the kind of font and the fonts that are used, and any colours to separate out perhaps different parts of the survey or different theme methods. What you might expect, you can either just provide a link, you can embed it in a web page or on a blog, you give an iframe your embed code. You can also allow the people who respond to the survey to be able to see the results if you choose to do so. And then look at quite a powerful feature, you get a chart for each question, detailed view of those results into respondent by respondent. You can even cross-tabulate some questions, one with another, so that in advance, that could be a really powerful feature.